Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love and where anything can happen. I'm Jeff Dutton along with Mike Hanford.
Hey, what's up?
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Oh, we're your hosts.
Hey, how's it going? Tim, why are you using that, your old voice? We're starting to use the new voices now. It's 2024, we're doing new voice.
Yeah, we agreed on new voices.
Anything could happen. Anything can happen on this pod now.
Yeah, new voices.
Yeah, what you promised to do, the voices.
Anything can happen, just give me something to drink.
Sly Stallone.
What does he say before, give me something to drink?
Nothing is over.
Hey, no, nothing's over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over, Rock.
Nothing is over.
You know what? I watched Cobra the other day. You guys ever see Cobra?
I have seen that movie. It's Sly Stallone is like a
trucker.
It's like a cheesy action movie, right?
He's like a badass cop. He's the best detective on the force. But here's the thing, his methods aren't, you know, what you might be used to.
He's not by the book.
No.
Doesn't he like live in a boat or something, or on the beach, something?
Something like on a pier, and he cuts pizza with scissors.
Yeah, he lives on a pier. That's right.
That's Roman style. Now, am I thinking of Over the Top, or is this one where he has aviator shades on the poster and there's
aviator shades on the poster?
Yeah. Hell
yeah.
He's ripped.
And what I learned about that
ripped
movie,
and dipped in oil.
Oh, he was originally attached to Beverly Hills Cop, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Ah, yes.
And he was like, no, I got to be like tougher and there's got to be more action and do all this. And they said, you know, Sly, you know, maybe it's best we don't do this together. And they,
did they say it's over?
It's over. No, nothing's over.
And so they were like, we're going to stick with our, cop comedy and you can go do your thing. Cobra is what he wanted to do with Beverly Hills Cop.
Hey, speaking of film talk, I saw a movie I liked.
Another one besides Room 2.
I did not suspend my disbelief. I did not feel the characters were real people, but I enjoyed a movie.
But you watched some actors?
Well, can I just say this before we get away from me saying Room 2? Room 2, The Patio Adventure. Okay, go ahead.
The veranda years.
Because the patio comes off of the room.
Right. Yeah. The patio's off the room and they was out there.
Tim, can I guess?
Yeah.
Saltburn?
No, Poor Things.
Oh, yes.
Laughed my ass off at...
Really?
Yeah, who's that guy, Yorthos? A good Greek filmmaker?
Yorthos Lanthimos.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, I loved the Favorite, but then this is a funny-ass, stylized, laugh-out-loud... You know, I love it when a... Well, in this movie, Emma Stone is funny as fuck, but then also Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo? I'm thinking of Ruffalo's pizza.
I'm thinking of Ruffalo's ruffled chips.
Mark Ruffalo is making me laugh. I really appreciate, I really don't like when the handsome actor guys are trying to be funny, and we all know I love Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio is maybe my favorite sketch comedian because of...
Because of Once Upon a Time.
The trailer scene where the eight goddamn fucking whiskey sours in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Because couldn't stop at 3 or 4.
and the Quaalude sequence in Wolf of Wall Street. So yeah. Leo's my favorite sketch comedian now. But Mark Ruffalo was making me laugh with some funny dancing and stuff. I was like, damn, handsome guy making me laugh.
How did Defoe do?
He's cool.
Defoe did well.
Is it a Defoe do or a Defoe don't?
it's a Defoe do. Yeah, for sure. I keep a running tally on my wall.
He's up to another Defoe do. I'm excited to see that movie. Excuse me, that movie and Saltburn. I haven't seen it yet. But is that a gross movie?
No, your burp.
He caught it, though. He caught it a little belch.
Oh, jeez.
Like, we caught you.
Yeah, caught me in 4K.
Hey, everyone, welcome to Belch Pod. All the orifices are certainly flexing and spurting and squirting.
Jeez. This week, the fart. Mm. Oh, God. That sucked.
Folks tuning in just now, the new ears, all the new ears. This isn't a normal episode.
New years, new ears. What I was going to say is I haven't seen those movies yet, and I will see them because I'm hearing good things about them, but I don't know much about them, and I don't want to know anything about them.
Going fresh.
I'm just hearing that Saltburn is a little sexual at times, and and I'm hearing also Poor Things is funny now. That's good.
Saltburn, I have managed to avoid the big, like, because everyone is, I wouldn't even say it for you, Mike, but like, there's a specific scene that everyone keeps talking about and referencing, like around a county doing the earmuffs and trying to not hear what happens in the scene. But people have just will say, oh, I won't spoil it for you, but blank. Oh, I won't spoil. And then now I've pieced all the blanks together.
That's, I'm like, see, people don't do that.
I know. Why do people enjoy that?
But here's the thing. Everybody wants to give you a little tease so that they can be the one to say, like, oh, I told him, but I didn't tell him. But then they're not accounting for that there's five more of you and that I can aggregate the parts that you're all leaving out.
There's more of you out there.
Those people that want to feel like they're, like, presenting that moment to me. Like, when I finally watch the movie, I'm not going to be, like, thinking of that friend and being like, yep, he was right. You know, like, I did like that scene.
I realized I do this recently where I've been doing this where I was just telling John Haskell about some show today. I forget what it was, but I said something like to the effect of like, this doesn't ruin it, but I'll just say it anyway. And I said it and I was like, geez, I wouldn't like people to do that to me.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, in myself, I was like, the reason I just did that and the reason people do is like, I was making a good point. And people just want to, like, have their movie opinions and points.
Your take. Heard. You want to get your take. Yeah. I let, if I'm in a group conversation, like at work or something, and everyone has seen a thing, I'll be like, okay, you can spoil it. I'm fine. Because, like, I feel like.
No, I shut that shit down. We are not talking about a movie I haven't seen.
You can't talk about that.
With TV shows, like. Look, nothing's good, right? You watch stuff, it's not good. You want to talk about it, but it's not actually good.
I'm starting to hear that Poor Things is pretty good.
That's true. Poor Things good, and I won't spoil anything, but...
Thank you.
TV show, if you watch the Sunday night water cooler show on HBO...
Yeah.
The reason you watch it is...
The chit-chat.
To talk about it on Monday morning. It's not like it's art or it's going to affect your life or, you know, so when I'm working at a job and it does bother me if a coworker is like... Monday morning, like, oh, I haven't watched yet. Cause I'm like, this is why I watch. Like Last of Us isn't important in my life. Do you know what I mean? Like Succession.
Ooh, don't say that around Jeff Dunn. He'll blast you.
Yeah, I'll blast you too.
Succession is not important in my life. You watch those so that on Monday morning you could say, ugh.
You can't be the one person preventing a room from freely discussing something. Yeah,
exactly. Maybe I'll make a movie called Room, and it's about a room being.
Well, you
prevented.
Do have a good name for the sequel if you ever want to do Room 2.
Room 2, The Veranda Years.
Oh, that could be like the Young Rock series, Veranda Years. I'm going to see Saltburn because now that you said that, Tim, I have heard a few things, and I think there is the big one thing that you're talking about. That is going to get spoiled for me.
Well,
soon,
so. People have DM'd me because there's like a cocktail inspired and by that and stuff like that.
Oh.
So I've been.
Oh, fuck.
Careful with your clicks, Tim.
Yes. I got to be careful clicking.
Sometimes if I know I'm going to a movie like next weekend, I won't touch my phone or my computer all week. You don't know how many jobs I've been fired from because of this.
They're like, Mike, we've been trying to call you. I can't touch my phone.
To what? Don't say fire me.
I'm hoping to see Saltburn in a couple months.
No, I'm seeing Deadpool 3 in a couple of months. I'm not touching my phone.
Holy shit. Wait. I forgot.
What? You have Deadpool 3 news?
You got Deadpool news?
I have Deadpool news.
No. Tim has Deadpool news.
You're supposed to get on that.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Tim's slowly turning into a Marvel DC freak.
I do love geek shit, I guess. Let's see. I'm sure I screenshotted this, and this was sent to me by a slophead who I intend to give credit to.
Bzzz. This better not be the booze news that I had about Deadpool 3 a couple weeks ago.
No.
What was yours? Just that they're making it? That it's coming?
No, it says that Swift is going to be Dazzler.
Oh, shit. That's right. Swift is Dazzler.
Wow, Swift is Dazzler.
I heard Owen Wilson cast that movie, and he said, yeah, why don't we have Taylor Swift be Dazzler?
I think she's got the moves.
All right.
Okay, Michael.
Tim, go ahead, buddy.
Hold on to your butts, Mike, because Chelmabel on Instagram DM'd us to say, heads up for Mike, Deadpool 3 with Wolverine, and I click... And the release date is July 26th, Mike. It's coming at you.
Yeah. I'm putting that down in the phone right now. I can't wait to see that thing.
I'm seeing a picture. I'm seeing a production still of Deadpool standing next to Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no shit.
I've seen that.
And it's July 26th is the release date.
They got cigars out?
No, they're walking.
No, they're walking, though. Does that do anything for you?
Probably to get their cigars.
Yeah, on the way to get the cigars. Chelmabel, that's old news. We knew the release date. We know Wolverine's in it.
I didn't think I knew that release date.
I don't think we did know the release date because this is like an LA Times story, so I don't think that they would.
Huh?
Jeff, the thing that you were dropping the ball on, I think, was the release date. No?
I swore I looked it up. Maybe it just got moved.
He was dropping the ball on every piece of news. I have to ask him about the news. He should just be telling me the news.
Should be going and fetching news.
Yeah, fresh, for me.
Fresh nuggets of news.
While I'm not using my computer or phone.
All right, can we get into some booze news, please? Speaking of news.
Sure, but you got to be honest with me. That's going to be an ass-kicking movie.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Be honest with me. That movie's going to kick ass.
I'm not going to see it. I hate Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is objectively bad.
Oh, you're not going to see it. Of course you're seeing it. We're doing it for a blowout.
Fuck my life. I love the era of comedy that we grew up with where they're scored with like these big scores, you know, mm-hmm. like they're like dumb bro stoner comedies, but it's like,
wow.
Shithead wants to fart.
It's booze news, you bastard!
I am Toruna, and I'm crazy. I'm just living my life. I'm making my best friends. I'm having the good love. I'm not the best, but I'm living my
Oh my God. A shithead wants to fart was sent to us by The Human Neighbor featuring Sedona. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And here's a weird thing that the Human Neighbor is not yet a subscriber of our Patreon, which is stupid because that means he doesn't listen to the Sloppy Boys blowout.
Oh, he's only getting half the content?
Yeah.
Oh,
the bad half.
Subscribe, everyone. If you like this show, listen. If you like this show, pay $5 a month and get our better show. I don't understand you people.
Yeah, yes, this is a bad show. The better half is behind the paywall, which soon we're putting the whole thing behind paywalls, what I'm thinking.
You know, like at an office party, like all the office people get together and then they're like, hey, my better half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what we do with the blowout. The blowout's like our lovely wife.
This right here, this is the wedding reception.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the blowout, that's the after party.
So no, this is the ceremony and that's the reception.
This is the ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the churchy, uncomfortable clothes.
Yeah. This is a cocktail hour, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really funny. It was the rapper at the end saying
that was Sedona.
That was Sedona. Was she, did she say she's only made $5,000 in her whole little life or something like that?
She said she only made 5 friends at school.
Oh,
I don't know.
She's been featured before on other Human Neighbor raps. She's his daughter.
And normally we don't let Sedona like spit a whole verse during a Booze News theme, but that was a pretty good theme. So I'll allow it.
She had bars. So that was good. If you got bars, you're good.
You're allowed to overstay your welcome if your welcome is such a warm one for such an inspired Booze News theme.
Yes. Plus that music was good with, he really took what we were singing.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You ready for the Booze News?
Yes, please.
Yeah, this I believe was Booze News that got punted from last week because I think...
Oh, we had Juve News last week.
Juve News was last week.
Yeah, my big... Well, I'll update there. My huge Juve has shrunk back down to normal size, but I'm doing a follow-up with a surgeon to get it, see if I can get it snipped anyway.
But it's still at large, haunting the back of your mouth. Yeah,
I gotta keep an eye on it. A lot of slabheads continue to open up to me about their uvula issues, and I feel like I didn't set out to be an activist, but I kind of am.
You're an active uvula guy. You're going to get that surgery? You're going back for a consultation?
No, I got it shrunk and I'm breathing fine right now, but I'm going to go on my health portal and make it a
Tim, you got to get one of those Live Strong bands, but pick a color for uvula awareness.
Pink, I guess.
Pink's taken.
I'll put it on hang it on my uvula in the back of my throat.
Yeah, pink's taken.
Mauve.
Uvula pink.
We do have big Booze News to get to, which is month, January, often many certain people do dry January, do they not?
They do.
I'm not riding a fucking tidal wave in this January.
Yeah, this is wet as fuck.
Well, this year, the kind of big thing is damp January. A lot of people saying don't overpromise, but just scale it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what those people are doing? Not dry January.
We
got him.
Got him.
We've got big plans for a dry January drink we want to do. The slopheads have been waiting for it, and it hasn't come together. It might not even happen till February, but...
it'll be a damp February.
It'll be more of a sober Valentine's Day drink.
Right. Yeah, perfect.
Which is good. But in the meantime, here was the biggest, hugest dry January news that I've been trying to get to. This came to me from a lot of slopheads, and this was making actual big splash news. I just sent you guys a link. White Claw Zero. We are talking about non-alcoholic White Claw. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So White Claw came out with a zero alcohol drink, and that is inherently odd and novel that people are like, okay, so this... There was seltzer, and there was flavored seltzer. And
first
then
there was
suddenly,
seltzer.
Then we had a hard seltzer. After the LaCroix boom of the 2010s, when we got to like 2018, 2019, then there was the summer of White Claw. Ain't no law when you're drinking the claw. And it was taking seltzer and making it a beer level amount of alcohol for your crushable seltzer. Well, now White Claw Zero has no alcohol, and then everyone's pointing out like, hey, isn't that kind of funny? They're just reverting back to the original thing. But here's what's really weird. White Claw is insistent that this is not just it's not just like a normal seltzer, but this has the White Claw taste.
Okay.
Weird.
Tastes like White Claw. It's got like super hydrating elements to it, but you're not just going to taste this and just think you're drinking LaCroix. It's supposed to taste like alcoholic.
Like it's got fake alcohol in it. It's got decoy alcohol in it.
Wow.
And here's the weird thing. I then read a bunch of reviews and people are saying, correct, they did it. And when you drink this, you do, you wouldn't know you're...
Mike, they did it.
And then, I mean, here's, of course, then the stupidest fucking thing on earth is... The prices, it is like $18.99 for a 12 pack. So you are paying.
What the fuck? Just put it next to the LaCroix.
But this is why I think that's why they said it has like extra hydrating electrolyte elements to it. So that people will treat it like it's something special. But you know,
that's really funny.
This seltzer should be like $3 for a 12 pack. And,
yes.
Yeah.
They're going to do this for less than 6 months. I bet you.
It's so funny because like I always thought of White Claws. I don't really, you guys like them, right? Still?
Yeah.
In this context, at a pool party on a hot day, I'll crush 100 White Claws.
Yeah. What's not to like? You know, it's not incredible.
It's one of those things I kind of avoid, but if they're the last ones, I'll do them. But it to me, like getting that White Claw flavor back isn't like a plus. You know what I mean? Like that's not, oh, you love the flavor of those things. It's like the lesser of evils if you don't want beers or hard drinks.
Everybody overlooks the seltzer flavor of all these seltzers. None of them taste particularly good. You want them as cold as you can get them for that reason. Bizarre. I think they give this one summer. They're going to try it this summer. It's not going to take off and we're never going to see these again.
Yeah, if we start seeing like ads and stuff for this, that would be weird that they're pushing it hard.
You know what would be funny? I feel like the opposite of this would be like if Liquid Death came out with a hard Liquid Death, because the whole point of Liquid Death is water.
Yeah, right.
It's just water. Yeah.
It's a can of water, but they specifically were like, for sober people, if you're out at a bar and you don't want to be holding a water bottle and look lame, here is a tall boy can that looks like a heavy metal aesthetic, but it's for sober people. If they came out with a, then we're truly living in the upside down. Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Then it's like, then finally it's like, hey, Winona. Yeah. We're listening. Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause we're finally, you can finally tell us about the upside down.
Winona.
In the summer of White Claw in 2019, we were on an East Coast tour and I had been hearing so much about White Claw. And when we were at an Airbnb in Brooklyn, we were playing the Bell House. I went out to a bodega specifically trying to buy White Claw for us to have in our little Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
And I found it. And then I was like, what flavor should I get? And I've eventually settled in to be a black cherry guy. But I have not even seen this since. I bought like plain.
You went pure. Yeah,
yeah.
Pure.
Oh yeah.
And it was just like a blue logo. And that is a weird thing because that then you're just tasting like malt.
I don't think they do that anymore.
No, they phased it up.
Just like plain seltzer water with alcohol. Yeah. Wow.
But that's the problem. Whenever I have something for the first time, you know, like I always, if I'm at a restaurant for the first time, I'm trying to just order like what's like the house dish or the titular thing. Or like I always enter like... I'll ask like, what should a first timer have here or whatever. So I think with the White Claw, I was like, I guess original is the thing.
Like, I don't want to be too thrown by cherry, mango.
Well, because we had that problem, Jeff, when we smoked hookah at Desert Rose, I was saying to them, it's my first hookah experience. What should I have? And they were like, Minty Melon Madness.
Oh yeah.
Minty Melon Madness.
What?
There's no original.
You know what would be, you know, I'm not like a, I don't follow the trends. You know, so to speak.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't. I barely know who Troy Sivan is. he's a popular singer. Anyway, maybe this is sometime we should just do all the trends. Like if everyone's drinking White Claw, it's like, let's get into White Claw. Or if everyone's, you know, the big thing is wearing, flip-flops instead of Crocs this next summer. Let's just do the trend and see what happens.
Mike, we kind of do that. We keep people up on the trends on the show.
You
want to lean in?
Predict the trends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm saying more in my everyday life. It's like, oh, everyone's drinking whatever. Like, I still haven't had really a espresso martini. I've had sips of them.
You had it on the show.
You covered it on your cocktail show.
Yeah, but the thing I made was not.
Oh, right. I can't remember what it was.
It was terrible.
That trend, that people have shit on that and been like, oh, that's over. But man, I got to say, I had a wonderful night recently where I was like feeling a little tired. I had to rally a little bit. I was going to a movie and I had two espresso martinis and I was flying high. I felt fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
This movie's great.
Hey, everybody's coming home with me.
I can believe these characters.
This movie's fucking awesome. Play it again.
You should read my Letterboxd review. This movie rules, man.
Even Letterboxd, that's one trend I don't know about. I know there's a thing called Letterboxd, but I don't really know what it is.
Get on there. Get on there, man.
Yeah. You need another reason to look at your phone?
No.
I'm not on Letterboxd.
No, I'm not on it.
No, I got all these Troy Sivan apps open. Troy Tracker!
I want to be on Letterboxd because I tried 1 year to watch 100 movies in a year, and I just wrote them in a notes app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think it'd be good to just kind of like track what I saw and what I liked. But I don't need another like social media thing, you know?
Right. That's what it is to like connect you with people, right? Who like the same movies.
It seems like what it is.
Interesting.
Well, is that it for Booze News?
I'll wrap it up.
That's it for Booze News.
Damn. Okay. Well, hey, wow, this is exciting. Usually one of us says, oh, what's the drink of the day? And then we go through our tabs on our computer that we can barely get open. And you don't remember where you saw some line you wanted to mention or the drink person's name. We don't have to deal with that today because today is a drink invented by me.
You know it by heart.
I know it by heart. I think I wrote down the ingredients here. So what we're drinking today is something I'm called, and I'm ready to get off this name, but it's what it is for now. It's a tahine teeny. Yes, you've heard?
Yeah, I heard about it on the text chain.
I had not heard until you texted me.
You've had. wait, what did you say, Jeff?
I heard about it on the text chain.
Okay, I thought you said, I heard about it when somebody made it for me. I was like, whoa, this exists?
No.
It very well could. So basically, what we're doing here, it's an idea I came up with. I was out at a nice bar. I forget the name. It was in a hotel near Central Park on near the plaza, but it wasn't the plaza.
Classy.
It was very classy what I was getting up to that day.
So setting the tone here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got a martini. I said, you know what? He had some tahine around. The tahine,
he had it around the room or he just had it around?
He had it just around. And I said, you know what? Dump some of that in there.
In
it. This is Test Kitchen, Jeff. We don't know what's going on.
Oh, so you, oh,
I said, dump it in there, good sir. And he said, okay.
He said, it'll ruin the drink.
Like, you sure? I was like, I'm just trying. I want something a little spicy, but I like martinis. So he did it. And I said, oh, this isn't so bad, Mike. So what I basically did is made a dirty martini.
Yeah.
With a tahine rim. You see?
Yeah, I see.
Beautiful.
Good. And I'll give you the ingredients here. Here we go. 2.5 ounces beef eater gin. I'm very strict on that. If you don't have beef eater, your favorite gin will do.
Mike, I do have beef eater, but me and Jeff are learning these measurements. You texted us an ingredient list, but I haven't heard these measurements. So you got to text me this.
Yes, I will text you this as well. Right. I didn't have the numbers figured out, but it's 2.5 beef eater gin. 1/2 ounce dry vermouth. We'll get back to that. 1/2 ounce olive brine. Garnish. You're going to need an olive for a garnish and lime. So here's what's happening. We're taking, you take your martini glass. You take the, what did I say, 1/2 ounce of dry vermouth. You put it in the martini glass and you tilt the glass and you just.
Rinse.
Yeah.
You just rinse
coat it.
It's a vermouth rinse. Mm-hmm. You coat it. Gone. That stuff is so gone.
You discard it. Oh, yeah.
Wherever you want to put it. You can even drink it if you want. Some people do that with the tahina teeny. So then you take that and rim your glass in tahine.
With the lime or just get it on there?
Oh, I see what you're saying, too. Wet it. Yes. Use the lime wedge there. Right?
Yeah. You do. Yeah. You use the lime.
Yes. This is tradition. Yes.
This is the tradition of this drink. Then you just put the other ingredients in a shaker and make a martini, put it in the glass. And then the last thing is you take 1/2 of a lime and squeeze it all in. It's not. We're not shaking that up. Okay.
You're not shaking up the lime.
We're not shaking it up, but put it in the drink in a circular motion so it gets all in the drink.
Okay. Drops on top.
I'm still back and forth on if you should mix the lime in with it, but I'm doing it this way for this first round just to see how it goes.
Which is you? Wait, you said you are putting lime in with it?
No, no, he's not.
Lime in with it. Sorry, lime in after the shaking.
See, what is tradition is if there's citrus in a drink, it gets shaken.
I know.
But that's
normal, but this is not normal.
Yeah, this doesn't seem normal. And maybe I'm trying to do too many weird things, so maybe it is just going to go into the...
Hey, but you know what? This is reminding me a little bit of Oppenheimer's martini, and you are kind of a... You and Oppenheimer have similar minds.
Yeah.
Well, not in the world of physics for me, but yeah. I'm always thinking about things blowing up, though.
So this very interesting gin martini that's gonna have lime in it, but we're also putting olive juice.
Yeah, two different greens.
I know,
and very different flavors too.
I know. I think it's gonna be interesting, but it's not a super dirty martini. It's just a half of olive juice. I think you're gonna enjoy it, and then. Garnish with just one olive. You know, you see these people with, we put five olives on a stick and put them across your drink. That looks trashy as hell. Give me one. Put it in there.
Wow.
Dick.
Hanford.
Yeah, I know. I can't handle all these olives people are throwing at me.
That looks trashy as hell. I didn't know. Snobs versus slobs. I didn't take you for a snob.
I'm a snob. You should see when I do a martini order. It's annoying. I'm like beef eater martini, vermouth rinse, dirty, and one olive, please.
Mike, I've seen.
They don't. I usually don't hear a part of it. I have to be like, oh.
You don't typically get a guy who's very very picky in particular, but the. But then at the same time, not really known for his palate or being able to distinguish different tastes.
So that's what they all say.
Not really known.
not really known for that. That'd be so funny if we came back to this drink and mine was a different color than yours.
You did it wrong. Why, Mike's is beet red.
and served up in a martini glass.
Oh, yes, of course.
A triangular shape.
Yeah, triangular shape.
If you don't have it, but.
Mike, I'm excited. I love tahine. Jeff is a lime freak. This is interesting. We all like martinis.
Yeah, this is interesting.
The swing thing, I think, is going to be the lime itself. Where does it go? Do we need it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? That's going to be the swing.
But I'm happy it's there, Mike, because the tahine teeny only being rimmed with tahine, I'm happy to see there's some other element going on. So it's not just the martini.
Yeah, it needed that.
And, you know, not a lot of people know this. There's lime flavor in tahine as well.
There you go. Yep. This is tahine with lime, it says.
Oh,
damn. I think rims are for 2024. I think rims are in. We just did the Caesar. We love the celery salt. Jeff, you're putting some Lowry salt. I think rims are in.
I'm still developing my Zapp's Voodoo rim.
Pimp my ride, baby. Rims are in.
All right. You want to get into the laboratory?
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to go make these drinks. You listen to the ads. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we're back with a tahini teeny. Let's see him. Tahini teeny.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Tahini is tricky.
Ooh, hey, they all look the same.
Hey, they're pretty. Those are pretty uniform.
Beautiful.
Very nicely done.
Oh, I forgot to plop my olive, but I did put the olive juice. Okay.
Do you want time to plop?
No. But I was just finding out what a unfortunate we can't say tahini because there's already a sesame sauce.
Oh. And I don't love tahini teeny or tahina teeny or something. It's like too many.
What about tahini teeny? Too cute?
Tahini is the thing, though.
Well, because it's not tahini.
Oh, you're right.
It's tahini teeny.
Tahini teeny.
Let's have tahini, our sips.
Maybe, yeah, let's have a sip and we'll think of it.
Yeah. The first time a lime has met an olive.
Hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Now, Mike, I really haven't had a dirty martini in a long time. I like olives in martini, but my salt sensitivity and high blood pressure makes me not put a half ounce of brine in there. But I got to say, this is zipped up. Having that in there and then also having the tahini. Pip, pip, pip. Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think that lime's probably not necessary at all in the drink itself.
I got to say, it's getting lost, but in a way that is interesting.
I like it because it's doing something. It's not just a martini with an interesting rim.
It's doing something.
Yeah.
It gives it a little goose.
Yeah, it does give it a little something. What's
good for the goose is good for the gander.
I'm just tasting the tahini so much on this one. Ooh, that's a refreshing one.
Though. Not me, baby. All gin. This is a good gin martini just with a little something.
A little something extra.
Beefeater is delicious. I mean, this is going to blow people's hair back. It's a lot to have gin. I mean, you typically, dirty martinis are more often made with vodka than gin. So to be using gin and to have the vermouth and to have the olive brine and to have the lime and to have the tahini, this is pretty much as gussied up as a drink you would ever have in your whole life.
It's as bold as you could go.
It's like an X Games branded drink. You know, it's in your face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Just like its creator. It's as bold as you can go.
Mm-hmm. Bold as you. It's as bold as you are. Are you bold? Because we're that bold, too. The drink is, anyway.
Tahini teeny. It's as bold as you are.
That's the tagline. Is that Ramley? Are you as bold? Because the drink. We're as bold as you are. The drink is, anyway. Not us personally, but the drink we make.
We're stuffy guys in an office, but you know. You know, we know what you like.
Not me, the voiceover guy for this commercial.
Yeah. Sure, I do every so often.
Oh, careful, because Tim sent us a do-inspired drink.
Oh, yeah. A gamer drink.
Oh, shit, yeah.
What was it? What was that called?
It was gamer called Fuel. Gamer Juice?
Gamer Juice.
But it was, like, heavy.
It was like a Long Island.
Tequila, vodka, and rum. A Long Island, yeah.
It was very much a Long Island, like a Mountain Dew Long Island, because Mountain Dew has done a good job of branding themselves for gamers. And
We love Mountain Dew, Tim.
Yeah, we do. We live off of that stuff.
Yeah, we love that stuff.
Mountain Dew guys like us.
This is you guys being Fortnite buddies reminds me of when you guys became skateboard buddies briefly.
Mm-hmm. That didn't last too long. We weren't very good at that.
This one's built for the test of time, though, Tim.
Yeah, because we're good at it. you come around our squad, our duo, man, you won't last long.
You come around our squad, man. You won't last very long.
I won't come around it. That's not an issue.
No, I'm not for you, Tim, but other people who have PS4s and 5s.
Some of these other gamers.
Yeah, don't step to us.
Yeah, do not step to me. Do not step to Jeff. Here's how I would suggest drinking this. Get a little of that rim on your tongue. That's good. Take a sip.
The instructions did at one point also say serve immediately. I like that.
Yeah, serve immediately because you want it cold, ice cold. This, I know, I should have read the instructions the way I wrote them to you.
Mike, why no tahine in the drink and shake? Because as of now, I'm just sort of having a weird martini, but if you put the tahine in the drink.
That's an option. I mean, that make it your own to a degree. But what I was going to say is take a sip.
He's not going to turn down a good idea, Tim.
Mm-mm.
He's not in that position.
Take a sip with the tahine. And then you can take some sips without the tahine rim, and you still have it on your tongue.
You want to sip selectively.
Yeah, you just want a little taste of it.
It's funny. I can't decide about the flavor combination with the gin because if you used tequila, we would all be like, well, hey, that's really not a martini. But as we all know, green mango martini and stuff like that is going on, and people are using whatever they want a martini. So
they're saying martini, but
it's just interesting. It's just interesting. There's a culture clash happening in my mouth because when I taste olive brine and gin, I'm getting one flavor. And then when I get lime and tahini, I'm getting another flavor. I'm like, it's like as if my British cocktail friend is in Mexico having a michelada, you know?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So you'd say maybe you're seeing things from a different perspective.
I would say, but here's what I would say. This is a before and after moment in my life. It's sort of a game changed. Mic dropped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you said your British friend and your Mexican friend. So they are friends.
They're friends.
Are they getting along taste bud wise?
They're just friends with you.
I don't think they're getting along. I think they're clashing because
or like they're friends with you, but they're not friends with each other. One of those awkward moments.
This is one of these drinks where if I took out ingredients, it might improve. And if the tahine is the star of the show, I think I would lose the olive juice as much as I love olive juice. I would make room for because a lot of the tahine from my rim fell into the drink and is flavoring the drink, and I'm losing that flavor to olive.
So, Tim, the briny olive juice brings a lot of that salt, does it not?
It does. I have to give you that.
But then, so you're saying, hey, we got all this tahine. Why not put it in the drink? That's your salty, briny thing.
Yes, and what I'm wondering is the creator of this drink, Jeff, is known around his doctor's office as the blood pressure guy. And why is he drinking this much salt?
Yeah, I know.
Didn't I tell you I was bad to the bone? Well, I told my doctor that. He said, you're going to be nothing but bones if you don't listen to me. I said, yeah, and I'll come out of my crypt and haunt the hell out of you.
You call me just bones? I'll haunt you.
He's like, no, you will be bones if you don't follow my rules. I don't do rules, asshole.
I don't do rules, doc.
The haunting is the ghost. It's the spirit with unfinished business. It's not the bones themselves that have been buried in a coffin.
Yeah, but see, Mike does the things a little differently.
That's what I'm saying. I'll do it a little differently.
Yeah, that's true. I've noticed that based on his cocktail here.
Yeah.
I was just thinking... Now, Mike, you are right on trend with, I mean, there have been articles and articles about the martini the last couple of years, all these different savory martinis with MSG in them, with all kinds of stuff. And here's what I'm thinking. We just had a Caesar and I flipped my shit for the celery salt rim because I love celery salt.
Yeah.
How about a martini? Gin and celery go together very well, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Friends from the garden. Yes.
Yes, right.
Juniper meets celery stalk. Yes.
You know what I did the other day? Because we had that celery for the Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Here's me wanting to make a tuna fish sandwich. All I want in the world is to make a tuna fish sandwich for lunch. I start chopping up the tuna, adding the horseradish. Yes, remember, which we have.
Very nice.
And I said, I'm really gussying this thing up. I'm going to chop up some celery. Whatever, do a little celery in there. And then I notice, no bread. No bread. None in the cupboard. And then so I said, how do I eat this bowl of tuna? This bowl of tuna salad I've lovingly prepared. So what I do is I grab that celery stalk.
Yeah.
Just make a bunch of big celery sticks. And I'm just eating it like dip, man.
Hey.
I'm just, nice. I go in there. I scoop it up into that celery and
So celery is scooping celery?
Celery is, well, there's just a little bit in the tuna salad.
I know, but still.
You know, and then I'm thinking like, I feel like I'm a keto guy.
Oh, Jeff, you'd love the keto lifestyle. You would love it.
No. I'm a tourist. You would. No.
And you could have as many tahina teenies as you want because they are not, they are keto. They're in the keto world.
Because they're keto.
Not whatever keto is not.
Mike, have you dipped back into ketosis recently?
No. I'm trying to eat less carbs, but I don't. Haven't been doing ketosis just yet.
Hmm. It's kind of actually confusing for me because my college roommate was Cliff Sosis. So when you say ketosis, mm-hmm. I'm like,
hmm? Yeah. Hmm. No, I'm not doing ketosis. I'm doing Cliff Sosis. I'm growing my hair out.
A philosophy major.
I'm growing my hair out into curly hair.
Have you guys seen the recent ad campaign for tahine?
No.
No, I didn't know they advertised him.
They came out with commercials that are exactly our old birthday boys ad campaign for Jose Cuervo.
Yes, I have seen these.
Oh,
call your shot. Which type are you? The transporter, the town crier. There's a tahine commercial that's like the innovator, the distributor, this. Oh, and that.
But wait a minute. Is it all bar based or because like tahine's for like food?
It's in a backyard at like a backyard cookout. And there's like the guy who tells you about tahine, the guy who does a little tahine sneak attack, the guy who
that must be like if you're an advertising company, you go to another business and it's like, hey, we can sell your stuff. That must be like a early go-to thing. It's like, yeah, we got this thing where. You know, you want to have your clients feel like they're part of a community. Dude, so you're figuring out who you are within this world. It seems so basic.
I feel like that's the only move any brand has is just how do we get the brand and you in one sentence or in one like soundbite? Right.
Because there's the how do you freshy or there's the which type are you?
Yeah.
But I bet a lot of these ad agencies, they get a new account. A new product comes in, they're going to give them five pitches. I bet that those two are in the top five.
Everything.
Every single time.
Every time.
And then when a brand falls for it, they're like, these fucking dumbass brands fell for it. But like, it's every, especially tahine, like a time-honored company that is only advertising for the first time, and they fall for it.
Yeah,
And the ad agency is laughing all the way to the bank because they only had to come up with like, you know, concepts four and five are the swing concepts, but they probably always are doing these.
I love seeing an ad from a company that doesn't usually do ads because the actors in it are, you know, people they're not celebrities and their clothes look like set clothes and the set is like a backyard and it's too bright or just doesn't look like you can tell it's somebody else's backyard. It's not a set.
You know what I'm sick of though is like user generated ads on YouTube.
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm sure I'm sorry.
No, sorry, not YouTube, like Instagram. Like anytime you boot up Instagram and they're like, okay, folks, if you want to have a projector in your house, you got to go with this one.
Like, oh, I don't know. I haven't come across those.
Or really, I feel like everything every ad I ever see on Instagram is just like these DIY sort of user generated commercials.
I am getting nothing but calendar ads on my Instagram. Those calendars where you like, rip off a page and each day it like each page you rip off, it starts to look like a castle or something.
Oh, like an advent calendar. Well,
yeah. They're ads for advent calendars for chocolates.
You get them year round.
No. No, it's a yearly calendar.
No, I know it.
I am stuck in some algorithm for those. Damn. All right. Well, Jeff usually asks this, but what would you do different?
I'll take this, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, thanks you so much for bringing in the drink, but I'm going to.
You'll take it from here. Yeah, I don't know where I'm over my head here.
Tim, we already heard that you would like to get rid of the brine. Baller move. Old.
But I'm going to go one step further, and I'm just going to shake up. I'm going to shake up gin and tahine and see what Mike first, what first inspired.
Just gin and tahine?
Yeah. What, just I want to yeah. taste what you tasted at that bar when you first did this.
I'm going to do tahine and lime.
Or should I innovate and do gin and celery salt? Like I was just, no, that'll be for my own test kitchen.
I'm going to do, make it the same way with the same configurations, but I'm going to put it all in the shaker. Maybe I'll just do a couple dashes of tahine because I don't need this much on the... Like the rim amount, I don't need in a drink.
You just, as you said that, your tongue did a good swipe across the rim.
I know.
I'm going lime juice and tahine in the shaker. No olive juice, no olive.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that allowed, Mike?
It's allowed. Fine for me.
All right, shit. Folks, we're going to make round two, and we'll be right back after this.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And we're back with round two of the Tahine Teeny.
Yeah. Tahina Teeny, Tahine Teeny, yeah.
Tahina Turner.
I ran out of gin, happens to the best of us, so I had to scale down, you see, so I don't have much of a yield.
Oh, it's so cloudy,
yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah.
I can't even see through it.
Mine's a mess.
Looks a lot like my man Mike's.
Okay, yeah.
It's lime, tahine, gin.
I'm just gin and tahine, here we go.
Ooh.
What was yours again, Jeff?
Lime, tahine, and gin. I mean, it's fine. It's just nothing like the drink we just had.
it's all the olive then? And vermouth probably too.
There's no olive or brine or vermouth in this, which, you know, I feel like this flies in the face of what we're trying to do here tonight.
Do you like that though?
It's fine.
Tim, do you like yours?
Yeah, this is just gin and tahine, a bunch of tahine shaken up really good. And yeah, it just adds a little twang to it. I mean, in this modern era of martinis being anything I want, I am wondering about a fancy tequila with tahine shaken up and served in a tequila glass. But in the meantime, this works for me, man, because I've liked, Mike, I liked your drink. I've liked all this. There was just a little bit of competition between the olive and the tahine is all.
Thank you. I think this one, by putting it all in the shaker, is also not right. Like, this is too much stuff going on.
Hmm.
drinks with citrus, you tend to shake them, but also there tends to be a simple syrup or something, or an orgeat or a triple sec to balance it out that sour. But you don't want that. Martini can't be sweet. A martini has to be
dry and astringent.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing with this one too, like, this is putting the tahine in the drink is like just way too much tahine flavor.
Not necessarily.
You can't get away from it.
You got to balance it out, baby.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You can't get away from it, but you like it.
I know, but what I was saying before is like you get a nice taste on your tongue, and then it's not every single drink you go to the rim.
Yeah.
For my preference.
It's funny to me, Tim, that you thought the olive was fighting the tahine and not the lime.
Well, lime was certainly a curveball as well. There's a lot going on there.
Well, lime was a curveball as well.
Lime and olive was rather odd. I was just thinking about how strange it is that I've always had tahine in my home and I have never once bought tahine. I just assumed tonight, I was like, yeah, I got tahine, and I had one of those teeny little shakers.
Packet.
Not a pack. I mean, I always have the packets. And then this was just like a shrunk down shaker. And I always have a few of those. And I don't even know what those come with. And the packets, I have no, like, maybe they come with fruit from.
Yeah, they just come your way. Hey, you live in that party lifestyle. You're going to have some tahines coming in and out of your life. It's fine.
I'm going to have some tahine around. You know what I have is tahine hot sauce, which is kind of a recent product that's very good. It's it's a darker.
Wait, what?
I guess I would compare it to like chamoy. It's a good sauce.
Tahine brand?
Tahine brand hot sauce. It's made for like fruit cups and stuff. It's really good.
You know what I bought the other day?
Oh, I see. That's good.
Some Zab's hot honey. You've had?
Zab's?
I love Zab's, but I've never had their hot honey.
What's Zab's?
It's a brand of hot sauce. I bought it at Oak's Gourmet. You know Oak's Gourmet.
Of course.
Yeah.
We used to buy our beers there before UCB shows. I got this thing, a hot honey, because I said, ooh, I love when that ends up on a pepperoni pizza, you know? Hot honey! but now, Tim, I don't know what to put it on. I put it on some eggs, and I said, well, this is weird.
I think hot honey is really good for... Wait, what did you say you were going to put on?
Eggs.
Oh.
Eggs!
I think hot honey is best on pizza, fried chicken.
Oh!
I put it on bready things, but guys, I just had a massive brainstorm.
Okay. I had a massive brain fart.
All this tahine talk. What is tahine's Chesapeake Bay cousin? But Old Bay.
Yes.
Old Bay rimmed martini. I was talking about the celery salt. I think Old Bay has celery salt in it. Old Bay martini.
Oh, that's nice.
And that brings back some of that crab you want.
Yes. Crab.
That dried crab.
Pinch, pinch.
Some of that.
The pinchy inch crab.
You little. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You little red hard shelled. Oh.
So, Tim, you're saying put it in or put it around?
Rim. Rim.
Rim or in?
Rim or in?
No. I mean, rimming a martini with it, but I would also say, like, in what I just did, just shake up some gin and gin feels like it would go good with Old
and
Bay.
And then, Tim,
I think you're right.
It's just like Jack Shrimp says about the citrus oil. Yeah, you're putting it in the drink. You put it around the glass. It gets on your hands. It gets on the tray.
It slips up my ass. Whoa.
Oh, suddenly everybody can smell it and they feel the magic. Oh, is that Old Bay?
You put Old Bay in a big bag. You pop the bag in the middle of the party. Everyone's covered.
Oh, everybody's covered in Old Bay. They're sticky. They feel like crabs.
I've been doing that thing, you know, people do. Well, you kind of pull your pants and underwear out a little bit, bend out this pull on the waistband, and then you shake a little Old Bay down in there. It's nice.
Yes, yes. Down the BVDs.
The way that you can use a Dr. Bronner soap as an 18-in-1 home remedy, you can do that with Old Bay.
I got into a little hot water once with Jay-Z. I was at a bar, and I was, it was sort of a, it was like a fish and chips bar type place. And they're like, do you want anything for your fish and chips? I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I love Old Bay. And Jay-Z was in the table next to me. And he was like, in the booth next to me. He was like, what did you just say about? I was like, Old Bay. And he was like, oh, you don't talk about my wife like that.
Right.
Did he say, keep your wife's my wife's name out your fucking mouth?
She said, keep that spice out of your mouth.
Oh.
He slapped me. He slapped the waiter, everybody.
Damn.
Anyway, that was my little story. Jeff, what do you got?
See, I thought that was going to end up in like a song that like, you know, you ran into Jay-Z at like an old bay bar or whatever you said. No. Normally that it turns into like a fun little song.
Not tonight.
If he was there and he had to do something, he'd probably be like,
you crazy for this one, Rick.
Isn't it a smart idea of Jay-Z to when he was doing his first album? Because we've all heard the first album, Hard Knock Life Volume 1, and then the unedited version. Hmm. It's like before and after the songs, you hear a lot of like, oh, I think I'm ready. Oh. But they cut that out. And
wow.
Smart.
Like, wow, man.
Wow, man.
There's so many buttons on that thing.
Oh,
it just sort of solidified his persona as this cool streetwise guy. But if you if you left those in, we'd be like,
yeah,
he's more MC Paul Barman like.
Yeah. And not a stoned scaredy cat like Shaggy.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, is MC Paul Barman the guy who said he'd keep a tidy room for Heidi Klum?
Yeah. He was like the early 2000s, he was like a funny rapper.
You played that song for me back in college, and that inspired verse 2 of Tom Collins. I'll go to hell and back for a Sazerac.
Right. You mentioned this on the Blowout, the better show.
The better show. We were
talking about...
The better show.
www.patreon.com/thesloppyboys. You pay $5 a month, you hear better pods.
Yeah.
What do we do? Notes and Demos, it was called. And it was...
No. Demos. Memos and Demos.
Memos and Demos.
Man, that's a good episode.
I wish I was listening to that right now.
Way better than Tahin Teeny, but... Hey, let's give our final thoughts, eh?
Well, you know mine. Order again.
That's it?
Not too much, though, because I would do the rimmed one. That's how I would make it. Excuse me. But...
Mike, you're cartoon drunk.
I know.
Yeah. Your hat's on backwards. You're hiccuping.
You're like Dumbo when he fell into the ale.
I had the damn hiccups earlier today, and I forgot about the thing that if you had the hiccups, you usually get them another time in the day. Anyway, I would go back to the Tajin rim, and it's order again for me. I wouldn't do too many of these in a row just because they are so salty.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I like the taste.
What if you like the salt?
Yeah, but like you mentioned before, I'm the blood pressure guy at my doctor's office. I probably shouldn't be drinking all this salt.
Mm-hmm.
H salt fish and chips.
But I do like.
For me, it's an order again, but much like the Caesar, I don't feel like I dialed in my perfect Tajin Teeny. You know, I didn't find it on this episode, which is sad.
It is sad because time's running out. Like, when are you going to find out
for one of the main characters of the show not to find peace with the the drink of the days? Not good, but it leaves a lot on the table for what could happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which is beautiful.
Yeah, it makes you, it gives you a reason to get out of bed in the morning to think toward, you have some direction to sort of crack this thing.
I wake up and I think I gotta get to the liquor store as soon as it opens and get some more vermouth.
I ran out of my vermouth just on this last one.
Sad.
Nice.
Tim, your thoughts, please submit them to the council.
Sheesh. As scripted, Mike Hanford's test kitchen recipe, I really struggle with it because I do feel like the olive brine banged up against that tahine in a way. So I might have some tweaks, but I agree. It's order again in that. A lot of times we say that, like, oh, if I'm at a good bar or whatever, like, no, I do think this is one in my home that I'll tinker with. Like, I could imagine myself reaching for that tahini again. Am I more excited about Old Bay? Yes. Am I more excited about Celery Salt? Yes. But I do have a good amount of tahini floating around, and I love martinis. So it's a order again.
It's an angry orchard.
Now I'm glad you guys enjoyed. I open it up to anyone to test out the different levels. If you're not a salt person, maybe go less on the olives, whatever. But tahine is working for me.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, you know it's patreon.com/thesloppyboys to double your pleasure every month for a mere $5. Plunk it down.
I'm with you, Jeff. Plunk down that cash. But you know what I will say, too? What was the last drink we did from the test kitchen? The Black Lagoon? The Creature from Black Lagoon?
Was it?
Probably.
Tim,
yeah.
Didn't you have one since?
Did anyone have a Christmas
one? No. Did I?
No, I guess not.
I guess not.
Yeah, Black Lagoon. Yeah.
Well, I think we called for action on that one, but no one did it, or I haven't heard any. Go to your local bar and order a tahine teeny, and we want to hear it.
We want to hear it.
We want to hear it.
They're going to make you a tahini martini.
With sesame paste.
Ooh, sesame seeds all over the rim of a glass.
Sesame.
Like the top of a bun.
I thought you were going to say a bug.
I just scrolled through our episode guide, and in November, I created
yeah.
the fall highball.
Yes, of course.
Right,
yes.
But no one even ordered that either, I don't think.
No, but I have to say, we've all created cocktails on the show. Jeff, the Yule Mule, the Black Lagoon, yeah. Mike, the Russian Root, all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff.
Grimace Piss, we all came up with together.
Grimace yeah, Piss. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we all did together.
I've done several, but I have to say.
What?
One that flew under the radar that might be the best. Like, everyone talks Calpe Cordial. Oh, Tim, you're a genius. Everyone talks Fall High.
I know what he's going to say.
I kind of think the Southern Sipper is my great achievement, because it's there's something about the equal parts whiskey and peach schnapps.
Peach schnapps and rye whiskey, no less. Is that right or no?
And I put a little dash of Peychaud's bitters if you have, but everyone, if you get peach schnapps, you know, it's a strong flavor, but I balanced it right. And if you're sitting around your home if you have peach schnapps, and you mm-hmm. balance it with a whiskey, it's good.
Is that all that was? Well, those two, and then you said the bitters?
Well, and Peychaud's bitters.
Wait, but is it rye or nah?
I'm
or just whiskey.
I think I said bourbon, in fact.
Okay. But see, that's a good one. It's tough to remember. What is it? Porch sipper? No, what's it called?
Southern sipper.
Southern sipper.
Well, and also when you're supposed to make it, and then when you sip it, you think about all your many regrets in life.
Your regrets, and also it's the dog days of summer.
Yeah, it's the dog days of summer. You look across your lawn, you see, you sit on your back porch rocking. You look across your lawn, you see the gravestones of your wife and kids that long past.
And your wife or two kids, all your lost loved ones, all your regrets, all you could have done more.
You think you could have done things differently, but hey, you didn't. You know.
Mm. You just didn't.
But you sort of have a rueful grin and you sip on the Southern sipper.
Like, this guy maybe had something to do with it all. He's living in a nice, beautiful mansion.
You never had to, you didn't have to pull the plug on that wife while she had so many years left in her. You didn't have to, you didn't have to hold those kids underwater. They could have
grown. Yeah, it's bittersweet, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, all right.
That's a bittersweet one.
You know, you think about it. It's as long as you take a moment to think it over.
Yeah, last man standing. Ooh, here on the porch.
Your family, last man standing.
Good episode, guys. And good episode, all of you listening at home.
Yeah, you too.
Great stuff.
Good stuff.
We love you. We miss you. We miss you between the episodes. Whenever I'm not recording, I think, God, what is Dan Padley up to?
I bet he's playing jazz guitar.
He better be thinking up some good drops for us.
Yeah, but hey, what about Mr. Viper? What about Liz?
Damn, who knows? They're probably all figuring out their next Secret Santas together.
Yeah, I hope so. On the Discord, which you're going to access at patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
Wait, Jeff, I'm sorry, real quick. The Discord is an app. And are you saying that it's similar to Reddit, but it's like a closed community and slopheads go on there like all day, every day, charming.
They sort of trade jokes.
Brilliant, warm, welcoming, friendly slopheads who love the show are connecting with each other they talk about the podcast and they talk about cocktails, but they also are just becoming friends in each other's lives.
Yeah, it's sort of like a private America Online, if you remember that. So it's like there's chat threads.
No, I'm Gen Z, so I don't know that.
Okay, so this is sort of like Snapchat or like Slack, but for right. fun. And it's you and your friends.
Slack, but for pants.
And your best is Tim. It's basically like you're a whole new world of love and understanding that you can reach through the Discord.
That's dope.
Through the Discord.
That's dope.
Through the Discord, the world looks blue.
Through the Discord. I'm just actually thinking, keep singing that as I talk.
Through the Discord.
It's occurring to me that I am feeling very isolated in these modern times, the digital age. What? You can feel very lonely. And yeah. I would love a thing on my phone that makes me find like-minded people I can check in with and just make me feel a little less alone in the world.
Yeah.
Try Ashley Madison.
Oh, Mike.
What? People are meeting on people on Ashley Madison all the time.
That's a philander rap.
Hey, isn't there a documentary on Ashley Madison? We should watch it for the blowout.
No, sure. There's a documentary about Ashley Furniture.
okay.
That's what? Oh, I can't be completely funny?
No, you can't. It's the end. We're trying to wrap it up.
You had it wrapped, Jeff. You had it.
Yeah, but you got me prattling on.
Yeah, everyone got you going.
It's these goddamn tahini teenies.
Hey, pack a punch.
Bye.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Ooh, I got something to promote. January 23rd, if you live in the New York area, come to Littlefield. I am doing an hour of stand-up. There's also going to be a set from Dan Licata. It's going to be fun as hell. You'll see me do 1 hour of comedy. Come on out. Be there, folks.